This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL on this St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to tell you what, I know I have been through every Super Bowl, really, I'll say, that's been here in New Orleans. Some of them, you know, I was just a Liberty kid for us. I don't really remember. Some of them involved as a member of the media. This one did seem different to me, and I don't know why it is. It's hard to put a number behind it or a reason behind it. But Jay Cicero, who joins us now, president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, will be able to tell us just how huge and how different it was. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Congratulations on a job well done. Does it even begin to sum it up?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, that's what the Sports Foundation does. In this case, partnering with the New Orleans Saints and Mrs. Benson and the Saints leadership to lead us to what I think was a pretty successful 11th Super Bowl in New Orleans. It was a great experience, and I'm happy to play a great role in it.
I think that's understatement at its finest. You've been through a lot of these, Jay, and at a very high level. Did this one seem different to you as well on a personal level as it did to me?
It absolutely did, Tommy. You know, we really set out a couple years ago, this being our fourth Super Bowl that the Sports Foundation has served as the host committee staff. We said, what can we do differently? And starting with just the logo itself, our host committee logo, created locally by a group called Boombox, and the ability to look into the history of Super Bowl in New Orleans and combine that with the unique culture that we have, really put that on display. And intentionally using the structure and some of the people that have been involved with Super Bowl in the past 30 years with us to make sure that we take advantage of every opportunity that comes along. And I think we were able to do that.
If this, and look, I understand it's a very competitive process, but if the NFL wasn't happy with this, I don't know what they want. I got to presume the feedback you got from the NFL was extremely positive, Jay?
It has been very positive. Obviously, this event in particular and these major events are very cumbersome. They're riddled with issues and problems that you have to take care of along the way. But overall, very positive feedback. And the complications of doing such a, or the logistics of doing such a complicated event really have to be taken apart. And we're doing that right now with all of our partners here locally and with the NFL, and doing after-action reports to make sure that we learn everything that we could do better and everything that went right. And I think we have a great sense that a lot went right, and we're very hopeful that that will lead to somewhere down the line a record 12th Super Bowl for New Orleans.
Yeah, that was my next question. I presume at some point there's some type of, for want of a better phrase, performance evaluation where you guys get together, I don't know, at the NFL office or wherever, and I don't know if it's the Sports Foundation or whomever it is, somebody meets with the NFL and you all kick it around about what happened, this could have been better, this was great, this was awesome, we'll do this at the next Super Bowl, whether it's in New Orleans or not?
Yeah, we you know, with the Sports Foundation, we do that with every event that we host. And sometimes it's difficult to have people be critical of themselves or critical of their performance, but it's the only way to grow and be better each time. And so, yes, we do converse with the NFL. We do converse with all of our partners here locally, all the venues and the airport and everyone else. What went right? What went wrong? What can we do better? And if we do get a chance to bid again, what would that look like?
Let's pick it up there. We come back talking to Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. I got a text from Tim Temple coming in just to clarify. Tim Temple, the insurance commissioner on a fortified roof program. It does currently extend into St. Tammany Parish, but just the extreme southern portion of I-12. Thanks, Tim, for following up on that. 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. Till 9.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. Most watched Super Bowl of all time, even though it was not that tight of a game. 6,400-plus members of the media, over 20 countries covering the event, and 104,000 fans went to the Super Bowl experience that showed some big local engagement. Jay, when you talk about... You know, I heard you say, if we get a chance to bid on another one, tell me about that process and New Orleans, the possibilities of New Orleans hosting a 12th game.
Well, certainly those numbers you just related were record numbers, too. Record number of media, record number of viewers, like you said, for a game that wasn't that tight. If it would have been, it would have a tight game, I think that the viewers would have been higher. I think it just goes to show you the value of New Orleans and the ability, the growth of the Super Bowl, and it continues to grow each year. So the ability for us to, be invited to bid on the next on a next Super Bowl really has a number of factors involved with it. The first being a calendar. You can't get it 2 years from now. It's not the way it works. You've got to avoid Mardi Gras, the second weekend of Mardi Gras and the weekend after Mardi Gras. And so, looking at those dates down the year, down the line, as well as the conventions that New Orleans and Company and the Convention Center and all the hotels have booked in the future. Some of these conventions are booked 10, 12 years out. So, that calendar is a little tricky, and so we really have to be the right city and the right year and the right time to make it happen.
Do you have, just from looking at the reading the tea leaves, do you have a year, the soonest possible year that New Orleans would be able to or be invited, and it, just being realistic about it, to have another Super Bowl?
No, we don't have that yet. Again, we're always, we're talking to the NFL about wrap-up. For this Super Bowl, and certainly the next one is always on our mind. But like 2029 is the next available Super Bowl, and it's over Mardi Gras weekend. So you have to work through all of that and able to at least get a chance to convince the owners to invite New Orleans to bid, and certainly Mrs. Benson and Dennis Lauscher from the Saints and their group play a huge role in that. And she made the pitch last time. She made the final pitch to the owners for us back in 2018, and I assume she would probably be in the same role, not only getting us invited but being able to play a significant role in the pitch to the owners to be awarded our record 12.
Real quick, 30 seconds. You know, I keep a notebook. When things pop into my mind, I write them down. I presume you guys do the same thing when it comes to Super Bowl. But you know what? We don't have one, but that'd be a great idea for the next one.
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of little tweaks here that we do, and we learn from other cities too. Right? We really take notes from other cities, from other events. We see what folks do here for Jazz Fest or French Quarter Fest or Essence Festival. So, you know, that would be a great idea for Super Bowl.
Jay, God bless y'all, man. Y'all did a great job. Congratulations. I'm not that old. I'm in good health. I want another one before I go, okay?
Thank you, Tommy. Me too.
Thank you. All right, my friend. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the history of the Irish in America on WWL.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.